In Parshas Balotzcha, we asked a question. I don't know if I'm going to have any answers, but I'm going to ask a few questions here, and we'll see if we can put it together. After the inverted nuns, we have Ahiben Tzaron, Basasuf, Asher Bekirbo, Sabu Tava. Those are gathered by the Asafsuf. The Erev Rav Rashi says that they Shenesaf Oleim, Betseisim, and Tzaron, they gathered together, and they Hisavu Tava. They began to have a desire. Interesting terminology over here, that they had a desire. Vayashuvu Vayivku. And they sat down and they cried. Gam b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people also with them, and they said, who's going to give us meat? Zacharnu asadaga, we remember the fish that we ate in Egypt for free, the kishuim, which Rashi translates as cucumbers, avatichim, melons, chatzir, I don't know what those are, kreshin, okay, and betzalim, the onions, and the shuman, and whatever the shuman are. I don't know if it's either referring to sesame or fats over here. And now, our souls are dried up. All we have is this man, einenu, before our eyes. Vaman, the man, is kizra god, is like a coriander seed, who? Ve'eno ke'en ha'bedolach, and its eyes, if you will, or its looks, are like ke'en ha'bedolach, are like the way a bedolach looks. What's a bedolach? So bedolach has one other terminology in the Torah, and that is in Bereshis. In Bereshis Perek Beis, where you have bedolach. What is bedolach? That's from one of the four rivers. From the four rivers, it says of the Arba Naharot that came out of Gan Eden. So it says Zahav Haaretz Hahitov. In the from the river of Pishon, there's great gold, and from that Zahav, the land over there is great. Sham ha-bedolach ve'evan ha-shoham. There is bedolach and evan ha-shoham. The Baal HaTurim over there in Bereshit says, you know what that means? It says, you know, it says it over here in Baal HaOscha, and it says in Bereshit. So in Bereshit, he says, you know what that means? It means that not only did the man fall, but it fell with gems as well. That there were nice jewelry and gems, if you will, that actually fell with the man. Now, I guess if you're in the desert, you're wondering, what am I supposed to do with the gems at that point in time? Obviously, that's what savings accounts are for, and that's what they were doing. They wanted to be able to save it up for something in the future. They obviously knew that somehow they're going to use it, because in the desert, what are they doing with all this stuff? But somehow, they're complaining about this entire experience. So Rashi points out, they didn't have these foods. You're going to tell me they had these foods when they were in Egypt? They didn't even have straw. They didn't have any of these things. So Rashi says, no, actually, what's actually happening over here is that they just wanted to throw off the yoke of mitzvos. So they complain. So how do you throw off the yoke of mitzvos? Very simply, asher nochal b'mitzrayim. It doesn't say asher achalnu b'mitzrayim, that we ate in Mitzrayim. Asher nochal, that we're eaten in Mitzrayim. What does it mean? It means when you want to throw off the yoke of mitzvos, the first thing you need to do is see what you don't have. See how, I wish I can go to In-N-Out, I just can't go. I wish I could, how come they get to do this and we don't get to do this? So what we do is we review what other people have, what other experience that people have, and see how I'm losing out on the entire experience. So why are they doing this? Because they want to throw off the yoke of mitzvos. It's not just simply hunger pains that they have. Hit avu ta'ava is something that actually exists with the eyes. The eyes see something, and the lev is chomed. First, the eyes have to see it. So that's why you have to notice over here in the verse that it says over here, Ein biltias haman einenu. All we have is the man before our eyes. The man kizra gadu, it's a coriander seed. I looked up a coriander seed. It doesn't look so exciting. Ve'eino ke'ina bedolach, but the view of it is like these jewels. It's this shiny type of thing, something that actually shines over here. So Rashi points out that it's a crystal, some type of thing that shines over here. So you're eating something like this that shines. Now, even though it has the ability to be pleasing to the eyes, at the same time, the eyes over here are what's causing everything that's happening over here. So I leave you with this point over here. What is it that causes them to actually hate the man and want simply melons and cucumbers and things like that? And why is man over here not described the way it was initially when man was originally described of what it is? Somehow these two appellations are given to it, coriander seed and this crystal-like structure over here. Why is it specifically spoken about here as opposed to in the initial introduction to it? But we see over here that when a person wants to throw off something, wants to throw off the yoke of mitzvos, All they have to do is look outside and see what everybody else has, and then you're going to say, it's not fair for the things that I have. Hashem is now limiting me in my opportunities that exist within life.